Hi there, and welcome to today's video about how to raise baby chicks. My name is Mayotte Van Eitert, and I am here with you every day for the next 16 weeks, showing you how to raise baby chicks from day olds into their healthy layers. I'm also the founder of the website Pamper Chicken Mama. We have a line of layer feeds and herbal treats for backyard chickens and Chick Starter, which is the inspiration for this video series. So I thought a really great topic for today's video is a discussion that I have a lot of opinions about, and that is how many chicks should be in a brooder. And the reason I have strong opinions about this is because, like we discussed in another video, piling can be a really big issue. And the fewer chicks that are in a brooder, the less likely you are to encounter a situation where chicks are being suffocated or trampled. Now, I personally only put between 10 and 15 full-size chicks, so not the bantam chicks, the regular size chicks, in a brooder. For bantams, I might up that number up to 17 just to help them stay warm, but no more than that. So when you have too many chicks in the brooder, and you sometimes see this at like farm stores where you walk in and there's like 50 chicks in a big bin, they do that, and it's okay for them to do that, I guess, because the chicks aren't going to be there for that long. But in my book, I personally only put between 10 and 15 chickens in one of those bins. It's really important to make sure that everybody has access to food and water, and when you have that many chicks in a brooder, you can't necessarily guarantee that everybody's getting the food that they need. The other thing is that I found that it's harder to keep track of everybody and everybody's health condition. So when you have a lot in one brooder, it's just a mess. Like, they're all running everywhere and you can't look at everybody really closely. Whereas when you have a fewer number in, and you might have multiple brooders because of this, to me it's just easier to keep track of everybody's condition. Is everybody getting the food that they need? Is everybody developing correctly? Is everybody warm enough? Does somebody look too cold? That kind of thing. And if you use stuff like apple cider vinegar, and we talked in another video about why you should, it's easier just to make sure that everybody gets access to that. So if you have one waterer and a large number of chicks in your brooder, maybe not everybody's getting enough water, and then maybe not everybody's getting the apple cider vinegar and the water that they need. So that is my opinion about how many chicks should be in a brooder. You might see other opinions elsewhere, and that's fine. You can do what you want to do. This is just what I personally do and what I personally believe. And we've tested this over the years with having different amounts of chicks in a brooder, and I've just found that to be a really good number to make sure that everybody stays warm, everybody gets food, everybody gets water, and that everybody has space and room to move, and that it's not a stressful environment. Because if you have too many chicks and too many chickens in general in one area, it can actually turn into a really stressful environment where the chicks feel overwhelmed and overstimulated, and then they start to really just kind of shut down. So that is today's video. It's a shorter one. I hope you've enjoyed it. If you have, please go ahead and leave a comment below. You can also leave a question about backyard chickens if you have one. I'll try to answer it. Please do consider subscribing. And if you're watching this on YouTube, you can go ahead and click the notification bell to be notified about when I upload a new video, which will be every day for the next 16 weeks as we talk about how to raise baby chicks from day old into their healthy layers. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.